This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Guys, in terms of the literal sense, I know for certain Owen is a guy's guy. No, for a fact.
Yeah.
I consider myself, a man's man, as it were. TBD on Ken, we're out on Lima, and we're out on Mitch.
Wait, we're out on Lima?
Being a man's man?
I just wanted to make sure we were counting the same thing.
Yeah.
No part of me had any. Lima just is catching strays left and right here. It was Owen and Ken that were driving that bus.
No, it is. And we should be. These are not. I'm trying to do the basic accounting here on the amount of guys versus man's man. And, you know, just the fact that I think you should be fine that Ken and Owen don't think you're a guy's guy.
Just took it as they just don't want to hang out with me ever, which is fine. We've known each other for 10 years. We don't hang out for a reason.
Oh, I think it's that they think, they just don't think you're a man's man. I think that's more what it is.
Mm.
Which, again,
we don't even know what that is.
I mean, that has a connotation of, can you change a tire? Can you change oil in a car? Do you do like handy manly things? Like that kind of stuff.
See, now we're back to the should I be offended part of the program.
Oh, but by the way, they also can be wrong, right?
Well, they don't really know me. Is the main takeaway from everything they've done, literally in the entire existence of that show.
Yeah.
I think I've hung out collectively with them 6 or 7 times in 10 years.
In fairness,
they just don't know me.
I think of everybody on the staff, no one has been mischaracterized more by them than you.
I'm glad you say that, because I also feel that way as well. But it's like, how do you prove that?
Yeah.
How do I tell them they don't know me very well? It doesn't work because that they would show a lack of awareness on my behalf.
So I actually,
I don't think you know me very well,
so,
but it's true.
I spent 3 months saying Ken was flip flopping and Lima was flip flopping because Ken and Lima were flip flopping, mm-hmm. And then very conveniently today, Ken threw out that my opinions changed with the wind.
Yeah,
which
did
is basically saying flip flopping.
Which, by the way, a lot of arrows being thrown in that direction from the morning show. They always wonder who starts everything, and then here we go. They're just back out here, just tossing out different accusations about people.
But I think my point is, we have concrete proof. We've played it on air before about Ken flip flopping, and even Lime to some degree. But no strays towards you, buddy. We're good right now. It's Ken and Owen. They're getting it right now. But we're fine. They've never played anything of me flip flopping. See, you see? So basically, that sounds like a challenge. You just to go at Ken and accuse him of not being a guy's guy.
What should I just make up that they, again, because we don't know each other, we've been in the same room, I'm not kidding, maybe 7 times in 10 years. We don't know each other at all.
Did we ever really know each other in the first place?
What could I say?
So just make up?
Just make up, yeah. And just be like, I think I know you. based off of the very limited interactions that we've had.
So we don't want to get involved anything involving families because none of us are those kind of people. We'll ever. We love each other.
And it's all in good fun at the end of the day.
And by the way, we all just, there's a basic respect in this business. If we can say what we think about each other, but never, ever go out. So that's off the table.
Right.
So,
well, also have an understanding that based off of the descriptions of a guy's guy or a man's man, it just feels like insult after insult after insult to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
Would you want to be a guy's guy? Depending on the...
Like, I don't want to really be a manly man.
Okay, so that's like, so that's a great point. Like I think they were saying...
I think a guy's guy is a little bit different. A guy's guy feels like in college, there's no question I was a guy's guy. I was in a fraternity, so all I did was hang out with a bunch of guys, and we just partied all the time and watched sports, and it just was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I had to bring that in there.
Did you see my eyes light up?
Well, you looked down on fraternities.
No.
I enjoyed my fraternity experience.
It was the definition that I thought was very interesting.
A fraternity is the epitome of a guy's guy. And all it is a bunch of dudes just hanging out.
Don't make me go after fraternities. Don't make me do
you
that
always
thing.
It's
a paid friendship.
It's not a paid friendship.
It's a paid friendship. In a lot of circumstances, let me hedge this a little bit.
Yeah.
In a lot of circumstances, it's a paid friendship.
You see, my school was very different, though, because it was not a very big school. And so, like, mm-hmm. the people that partied were the ones in the fraternity. And so if you wanted to be a party person, you basically joined the fraternity, and that was that. Because if not, you were going to have a very boring existence.
So at least the few fraternities...
You would have loved our fraternity.
All you did
was drink a lot, party, and have a good time. You would have loved it.
But I didn't...
Especially the drinking. Emphasis on the drinking.
But I did all that quite a bit without the fraternity.
It was just a lot of guys being dudes. In the fraternity.
I had those as well.
Ah. Sorry, I almost dropped my phone. I almost dropped my phone.
That sounds...
That was why I'm not a guy's guy.
Exclude you
Man.
From being a guy's guy. We were building such a case.
Car red-handed, man.
We were
car
building,
red-handed with that sound. I knew it when it came out.
Well, you know, in college, I was a guy's guy. I just got watching sports,
The problem is I do feel like at some point in life I was very much a guy's guy. And now I'm wondering, I'm having this big introspective moment of like, did I change throughout my just existence of becoming an adult and having a child and being married and suburban lifestyle that I now live? Have I morphed into the opposite of what I once was?
I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why the devil's in the details here. If a guy's guy means a man's man, you're not that, and that's okay. There's no shame there.
Yeah.
If a guy's guy is, you're just somebody who always has other guys' backs, you're a great friend, you're thoughtful. Like, if that's more where we're going, well, a fair amount of people I know wouldn't go golfing regularly with, like an in-law, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you seem to always have your in-laws back, right?
Right.
I think when it comes to any time you and I have needed to have a serious conversation as friends, if we've hurt each other's feelings or said something wrong, we've always been able to have a heart-to-heart and put our friendship first, and that includes now on the show. I think that's a guy's guy move. If you and I, and we don't do this because we're both kept men and we just go home, we're very similar. We just go home and hang out with our family.
Took such pride in being a great wingman at one point in life.
But if you and I went out after the show today, I guarantee you it would be a battle for who's going to pay for whose beer first.
For sure.
Guy's guy.
For sure.
So
we'd fight each other over it.
It would end up, maybe not literally, but we'd bicker. And then finally we'd be like, well, okay, I'll get the first one if you get the second one.
Maybe it was Nathan's description of a guy's guy that was like, that definitely, I fit that description. I think I can be a good hang. Whereas
if
you go to the manly man side of things, I'm going to lose out on that battle.
Like my Uncle Mike was a guy's guy.
Not a manly man.
And he could be
very
impossible
enough to
hang out with because he could be a D. He could be such a D that you wouldn't want to be around him, but you stayed around him because you knew he was a good dude. That's a guy's guy. I think likability is that big in the guy's guy thing. Because I know a lot of people who are like just blatant jerks, like say mean things, are, you know, sarcastic, but then when you need them, they're there, they're the first person there. I think that's a guy's guy. Let's go with Josh and Wycliffe. Let's get to the bottom of this guy's guy. Josh, help us define guy's guy. Does it mean manly men?
Yes, it does. It really does. I mean, you know, if you're... You know, it all started with sports, of course. It's like guys that can play shortstop and, you know, could be great at basketball also and be a nice quarterback too. I mean, that kind of thing. But But it goes beyond that, of course. Like you said, I mean, someone you can rely on and all that, and you know. And the weird thing is, it's like to me, it's like it's so flexible, this thing about guy's guy, because it's like, you know, the first guy I met that had the Mattel football. I don't know if you guys, you know, you guys are too old for that. I mean, too young for that.
I certainly am not, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, well, whatever. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, this guy, you know, and he let me have it for a night. I'm like, oh, this guy's a guy's guy. You know,
guy.
It was kind of like you could just, like, be flexible on it. And that's what I mean with the guy, like, and I wanted to bring this up. I mean, a guy like Shadur, it's like I would have drafted him earlier, of course, and I would never draft him after you already drafted a quarterback. So, I mean, I know that sounds weird, but, I mean, you know, it's just at least this guy has been you know, brought up in a pro family and in an environment that none of us can imagine, you know.
Guy's guy move?
I really don't know how good he can be, but he's obviously a guy's guy already, you know, because he's in congruent. That's all I got to say, brother. Thanks for the call.
It's quite the endorsement there, Josh. Thank you very much, buddy. Although I put him on hold instead of dropping his call.
I think Jax, by the way, Jax is what I would believe to be a guy's guy, and that he's a great hang.
Yeah.
But he's not manly man at all.
No, it's not about just a great hang. I think Jax is a great wingman. We've already got evidence of that.
Yeah, that's right.
I think if you asked Jax for the like bare honesty on something, I think he'd give it to
honest
you.
Honest, true. I look at him and I think guy's guy. I think he's not very manly.
It really came out full bore.
I know what you mean. This should be hitting very nice because I'm like, I'm putting you in the same bucket that I put myself in, is how we're doing this. Right? It's like, okay.
You could also wonder, is he putting Jax in the bucket to make himself feel better? I'm saying that's what devil's advocate.
Well, I mean, I need somebody around these parts to, I guess, say they're not a manly man. But if I think I'm the only one, it's.
I don't think Mac's a manly man. Mac, will you own to not being a manly man?
Yeah, I'll own to that. Absolutely.
Jake, back there. I said back there. People don't know where he is. Jake, do you consider yourself a manly man?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Jax, let Jack on the Jax on the mic, too. Jax, do you consider yourself a manly man?
No, I'm not a manly man.
All right. You feel better? You're surrounded by a bunch of man boys.
That's a problem. I have a mortgage and a kid and a wife. I can't be a man boy. That's the problem, though.
Did it become problematic
when
you
called
him
man boys? When you called him man boys is when you when it became problematic.
That was a throwaway joke.
Hey, all three of you youngsters. I don't know.
Jake's married and will have a mortgage soon.
Yeah, he's still 23.
Oh, now we're being ageist about who can be a guy's guy?
At some point, I think he's going to maybe evolve into a manly man is the point. I don't know. I'm not sure how to feel about this one here.
All right, I'm going to go through guy's guys.
Okay.
Jeff Phelps, guy's guy. And manly men. Andy Baskin, guy's guy. Andy has one of the biggest hearts in the world, and he'll never let me tell you that. Maybe not a manly man.
There we go. I needed somebody else. Thank you,
Jake
Baskin.
Folnick. It's guy's guy. Not a manly man. Yeah. Who else? Who else could we do on
I think we kind of touched them all here, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't go through the morning show on who's a real guy's guy and who's not. We did who's a manly man.
You did the manly man side of things.
Yeah.
You want to go through the guy's guy with the morning show?
I don't see a guy's guy there except maybe Owen. Matt, what's that look for, Mac?
Mitch is a guy's guy.
In what way?
No, the way that Chris brought it. The way that Chris brought it up about how if you need somebody that has your back, Mitch will absolutely be there.
Yeah, it kind of gets run over by Ken all the time, though.
I mean, he's not the first producer to have that happen to him, so.
Well, yeah, but.
We wouldn't really call those guys 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 either, would we?
I disagree.
Disagree with that, too.
I think Landry was a guy's guy. Same with Abe.
I forgot about Landry. Landry was a guy's guy.
Double A.
I liked Landry a lot. I never hung out with Double A. I didn't really know Double A.
Good Lord.
Seemed like a nice guy, but
I can confirm that.
No, I just don't know him.
I know. I'm saying I'll vouch for Double A there.
Always seemed very nice.
Your vouch doesn't mean a lot.
We work different. That's the problem is we work different. Oh, easy now.
Hey, look, see?
He's telling you hi once again.
Yeah. Yeah. He flipped me off. That's a guy's guy move there, Mac. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, way to stand up for yourself there, Mac.
216-474-0092.
Steve Landry was fun because we would just hang out and then he'd complain about the morning boys and it was a good time. You want to talk about a real hang?
Now, to get somebody to complain about the morning boys, you have to hang out with one of the morning boys.
No, we'd hang out, and he would just tell me all the things he hated about the show he was working on. It's a lot of fun.
Kyle Shanahan tried to control the narrative. It didn't work. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You want to talk about how we let the wife know?
I don't. I really, really don't.
Barcade, woman!
Barcade, woman!
Man, it's these shoes!
And go home and yell all night.
My house is... That's based in 1950s living there.
I don't know if I can eat with all the chewing tobacco I'm going to be consuming tonight. It's just going to be...
I got chewing tobacco and jerky. Hope I don't mix them up.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Daddy's back. I think the show is officially off the rails. You know what, Matt?
Oh, don't worry. I got a Dale Earnhardt documentary. I got to get home to watch.
Hope I don't cry. turn left, Dale! Dale, turn left! Why is Dale not listening to me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
People heard me wheeze an hour ago. I think it's the first time they've heard you wheeze on air. I also knocked one of the computers offline over here. I was just upset about Dale.
Why is he not turning right?
Shoot, turn him out. You've done this thousands of times, Dale. You never go straight. Well, not never. Matt and Parma, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nick. You better calm down. We don't need you stroking out before the end of the show. But you guys are talking about guys, one who's going to help you fight a gorilla if the situation arises. Now, with that being said, give me your list. I know you guys can't spend too much time on it, but your guys' list of the first five that you're going to call and send out of 100 guys to go fight said gorilla.
That's a good question.
Like universal, like anyone in the world?
Does have to be guys? Because
it's not going to matter whose guy you pick. I'm just curious as to what names you guys are going to draw.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now. And this is I'm evading the question. And I thank you for the call. The first call I'm making is my cousin Glennis, because she is smart as hell. And she hits harder than, I swear to you, she hit me like 3 times when we were teenagers. I've been punched in the face by 350-pound men. All right, I got punched in the you-know-whats playing football several times. Nobody's ever hit me harder than my cousin Glennis. So if I need somebody that can just Mike Tyson a 600-pound silverback, I'm calling my cousin first, and maybe her twin Johnny, who's like 6'4" and like 225 pounds. But that's a maybe. And then my brother's crazy. My older brother David will literally fight a gorilla just because the gorilla looked at him wrong. So, all right, those are my first three.
Okay, I'm definitely calling up The Rock. I think The Rock's got to be a part of this.
You have him on speed dial?
Well, I mean, I assumed if we can just... We got five people, and it's like...
Wait, so I thought the fate of the universe, your sphere.
I thought this was like universal anyone, and we'd have access to everybody in play as well, right?
So you just like have the universe like a, is on like the a line. Phone a friend? You've got like a loaded BlackBerry that you can just call somebody?
We
got
to beat up this gorilla. The fate of the universe is on the line. I think The Rock is going to answer that call, is he not?
I don't think The Rock has the dexterity anymore. He's 50 years old. You can choose from MMA fighters. You can choose from like 22-year-old guys with nothing to do but bash each other's brains in the octagon.
Wait, so The Rock is a bad choice now?
Yeah, he's a pro wrestler. No, not that. He's an actor. And he's an old one at that.
Is he no longer a guy's guy? Is he not manly man?
No, whoa. Manly man, guy's guy. I don't generally, if you've got your golden Buckeye card or close to it, you're not one of my first five calls, no matter where you sit on the marquee there.
I want to let the record show. You're taking your cousin Glennis?
I'm going to tell you right now, if I called her right now.
Glennis is getting the call over The Rock.
If I called her right now and said, I need you to punch my co-host in the arm.
Yeah, she would
do it. That arm would drag for the next 3 days.
Okay.
You can joke about it. I'm telling you, my arm went numb. It was like having a stinger. That's how hard she hits. There's rage in her that cannot be contained by a diminutive feminine body. More of a guy's guy than the morning show, I'll tell you that.
It's what we always say around here.
The Rock?
I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, The Rock, it seems like a solid call.
Why not like
call.
James Harrison? Because he's older, but that guy's legitimately crazy.
Well, I thought about, the other person I thought about was J.J. Watt instantly, too. But why am I veering into two? Are they too old to be doing this? J.J. Watt's not, he's not that old.
J.J.'s a simp.
J.J. Watt he's still built like a brick house.
Yeah, I don't think he can fight. I'm sorry. I think the Watt brothers in general are a little bit simpy.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm talking about to a gorilla. Like, I'm for me, yeah, they're tougher than me. Ooh. Oh, what an accomplishment you've made there, being tougher than my marshmallow ass. But we're talking about gorilla fighting?
Prime Ray Lewis.
Give him a knife.
Where's the white jacket? I mean, that's what I, you know, there's some guy. We can go to some guys here.
Magically, the white jacket just appears. Ray, look in the inner pocket there, friend. Yeah, you find it's a little rusty, but you'll get the job done. Again. 216.
Pew, 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 pew.
I think it's more like, meet, 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 meet.
Oh.
216-474-0092. This show is veered off. Do you see what Kyle Shanahan had to say about Brock
that
Purdy?
Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, what a not a guy's guy, I'll say that. So this quote.
Did the PowerPoint presentation take him off the guy's guy list? If you've ever created a PowerPoint presentation, are you immediately no longer a guy's guy?
Unless it's about Dale Earnhardt, no.
And all the reasons why he should have went. He went right when he should have gone left. Here's my 13-slide PowerPoint.
Reason number 13. Walls are hard. Reason number 14. That's how the course is built. So Kyle Shanahan was talking about Brock Purdy getting paid. And this is... You know, I think there's a through line in a couple shows this week where I get really annoyed when teams try and control messaging and narratives. And Kyle said, there's no worse thing to do than ask people to do something extra just because they're in a contract. So basically saying Brock Purdy shouldn't be looking to do something extra just because of his contract, which is fundamentally true for Brock. But that will not be fundamentally true of NFL fans and 49ers fans.
All right, so how much of this, when you saw this, did you think of Myles Garrett? Because I'm assuming there was a connection there in your head.
Yeah. the idea of with more money that more responsibility doesn't come your way or more expectations don't come your way is the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, and I do think the difference here is that obviously with Miles, we've just known him so long. And I do think with the 49ers, you can have, when you pay a quarterback a number that starts with a five, you can have expectations. And you can raise those expectations. But I also think quarterbacks are just different in general, too.
And here's the other thing, and this is actually in deference to Miles. Leadership, no leadership. Miles is going to get you 10 to 15 sacks a year. So that is at least... I don't know what the hell you're going to get out of Brock Purdy next year.
I don't think Brock Purdy knows what you're going to get out of Brock Purdy next year. I think that's he's a mystery bag right now across the NFL as to what actual production you're going to end up getting with him. If you get the 2 years ago version, then you're sitting pretty. But I think that was a lot to do with the players around him than it was just him.
I know that this is going to feel like hyperbole because he has had one good season and then one season that went the way last season went.
Yeah.
In terms of full seasons. I think about halfway through this season, we're going to be talking about contractual regret. I'd be shocked if by the end of the season, at some point, we haven't all looked around and being like, that's what $55 million a year gets you?
Well, so we just did this not too long ago, where it was like Jordan Love got paid, and even now the Packers are like, was that the right idea? Trevor Lawrence got paid. People instantly are like, yeah, he got paid too much there. Tua got paid instantly like, yeah, that one felt like that wasn't great. The moment there was pen to paper on that. And so I don't know if Brock Purdy will be looked at in the same vein, but it would make more sense to me that he will be than won't be.
At least with Jordan, to me, Jordan is a big play waiting to happen, and he has just a rocket for an arm. With Brock, I mean, the one thing that people say is elite with him is the processing. Theoretically, shouldn't that lift you up even if the talent around you suffers?
Well, and I think the hardest part about Brock, listen, he's better than Jimmy Garoppolo, but right now he's basically accomplished the same thing that Garoppolo did in making it to a Super Bowl as well as an NFC title game in different years. And it's like, okay, was that you? No, it wasn't with Jimmy. Not at all. It was the people around him. And then it was like, well, wait, no, it can be something else outside of Shanahan's system. It can be. It will be. And then Brock Purdy did the same thing, and it was like, nah, I think we got the same issue.
I think Shanahan's telling himself a little bit. If you're already trying to measure people's expectations because your quarterback just got a huge contract, I think he already knows that he's not living up to it.
I mean, he's not going to look worse than he did last year. They have a very easy schedule, one of the softer schedules in the NFL this year, which should go to their favor. Unless you just think McCaffrey's just spent at this point, and offensively they're just not going to be anything close to what they were.
I think there's
based off the skill position
and
players.
By the way, the O-line has been devolving for several years.
Well, that's the weird part about the 49ers. The weirdest thing is that for some reason, and you can put this on Shanahan, who makes more of the decisions than John Lynch at this point, they don't care about the offensive line at all.
Yeah,
well, they don't put any resources towards it as far as their draft capital is concerned. It's the weirdest thing.
And they kind of just fall back on Chris Forster being a really good offensive line coach. But even now, I mean, Ayuk went the way Ayuk went. Debo going to Washington. Like, you start to look around, it's like, okay, it's a lot more production expected out of George Kittle or other receivers. Like, by the way, I don't think the defense is going to be as good as well. Like, I think their greatest hope is what you said, which is a really soft schedule.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, if you're a team that has a questionable level of talent, I think an easy schedule only gets you so far.
Well, I mean, you'll get punched in the mouth by the time you actually do get to the postseason if you get there.
Well, I just think, like, no matter how soft your schedule is, if you're not a very good team, the difference is only going to be a win or two. Whereas if maybe, let's say, Trent Williams is healthy, Kittle's back to full freight, CMC is back to full freight, that defense is back to being a top 10 defense with Salah being back. If all of those things go right and Brock's elbow is fully healthy this year,
yeah,
then maybe that schedule, that easy schedule, gets you 3 or 4 extra wins. But if half of those things go wrong or things go dramatically wrong, yeah, could they be a 6-9 team? I think Brock's record when they were starting last year, or when Brock was starting, was 6-9. Yeah, I could see them being that again.
Yeah, I mean, the wheels fell off pretty quickly for them. I do think they have advantage, not only just the soft schedule in general, but the NFC West isn't what it once was either. I think that'll play to their advantage. I like the Rams way more this year than I did last year, and last year they turned out to be a pretty good team. But, the Seahawks are just, they're a completely different roster right now. I have no faith in Kyler Murray in Arizona. A few years ago, we looked at the NFC West as like they were a juggernaut. And
Arizona.
And now they're just not.
I think I think there's one really, really good team. It's the Rams. And then I think there's three. We'll see which way the wind blows. Like, I don't see a lot of difference between Seattle, San Francisco, or Arizona. I think they're all teams that it's like, I could see them going 6-11. I could see them maybe being 500 in the seventh seed in the NFC. That's not meant as a compliment, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they could all three go one way.
Shanahan, in many ways, did this to himself, though, and I think he relishes in it. I think he likes this spot, because if he does well and they do well, he gets all the credit and all the acclaim. And because look, even as great as Brock Purdy was a couple years ago, statistically awesome, nobody wanted, because we watched the games, nobody wanted to be like, Brock Purdy's the reason why.
I think if this fails this year, one of Lynch or Shanahan won't be there next year.
Man, I remember at one point last season, we brought that up to Albert. When they were starting to struggle a little bit, and it was like there was some column out of San Francisco, and the guy was talking that line of thinking, and Albert was like, you see, this is why sports radio goes too far. He's like, this is the problem. He's not getting fired. This isn't going to be any changes. So it'll be interesting to see how San Francisco people take that in if it does, in fact, struggle a little bit.
But he's got a 530 winning percentage in his career. He has as many losing seasons as he does playoff seasons.
I would bet it would be John Lynch, because really... he could easily be the fall guy and nobody would blink in San Francisco.
I just would look at this and
Shanahan
be like...
Shanahan does so much of the roster building anyway as is.
Like, he's struck out on two straight quarterbacks.
Well, but again, that's his choice. That's why I feel like... And you can make an argument. We can go a little bit deeper than even just two if you want to. Because I don't know what you think about Jimmy Garoppolo, but that's almost a feather in his cap. The fact that Jimmy went away from San Francisco and has been in witness protection since then.
Kyle Shanahan said that they're not going to be asking Brock Purdy to do anything extra just because he got a new contract. Do you believe that's so? In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.